Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. Politics on the Navajo Nation, brought to you by Cal Nez Design, and hosted by Cal Nez himself.
We're getting ready for the prompts tonight. Okay, yate tohasi to are daisenostan you listen to Politics on the Navajo Nation. This is Cal Nez, and this evening we have with us Mr. Or the Honorable Council Delegate Jonathan Hale. He is the sponsor of the Navajo Nation legislation or resolution that has been dropped into the box, so to speak. And that legislation is 0113-15. And the let me just kind of give you some background really, really quickly. The Navajo Nation, they go through various different, but there is a protocol in terms of getting a law introduced or having it become law. There are several committees that it goes through. This particular legislation is basically at the introduction level. From what I understand, it is been drafted. It is being sponsored by our by Council Delegate Jonathan Hale, and it is now in with the Resources and Development Committee, and they're going to look at that. And after that, should it pass, then it goes on to any other law follows the same steps, and that it goes to Nabikayatik Committee. And again, it's discussed in depth, and then after that, then it goes on to the council floor. So there's still several steps that it still needs to go through. And so, but in essence, this particular law is talking about having the Navajo Nation enterprises. There's a whole bunch of them. There is NECA, NTUA, Navajo Gaming, the Enterprise, Navajo Times, KTNN, and the list goes on. But these enterprises are wanting to become a priority one. And just for your information, they are currently priority two. And so, and we've been talking about that. I read it in terms of what this legislation is requesting. But and because that our council delegates are very, 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 very busy. Of course, you know, this is not the only issues that they're addressing. In fact, they're in Western Navajo right now. And so I ask for him to explain what his role is in sponsoring this legislation. So, ahead, Lashinant, Arani Chahuins, Nado, ahead, or in the Hashinzai Hosilti, Arani Hichente, the chapter you represent, and tell us your thoughts on what you're involved in terms of this legislation. Ahead, Lana.
Oh, yeah, this question that's not like media equation to Jonathan Hill. This is it all on a stage touching slow. To the quasi machine, however, that is a key on it, that's another died mentally. Or kitchen get door to hold so care and RJ the man care. This was another still a coy grab a smash. It is a door for a hashing so probably not. Kwa pe to chi in vini i ti sa be na di ka hi sa lia a ro e ho ta e kwa ti chi gi in ti ta to kha de lia do se so se chi be ni na che e ti legislation process will ge ni gi a ho te se a ri ka ra da la be ni na che pe 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 ki ya to ti ke li ko cho i kwa gi ho ta na ta an vini gi ni so ti kwa gi ᱡᱮ ᱛᱮᱪ ᱫᱚᱥᱱᱟᱱ ᱥᱮᱥᱮᱱᱮᱜᱮ ᱮ ᱠᱷᱚᱫᱚᱱ ᱦᱤᱛᱟᱥᱚ ᱥᱚᱥᱚ ᱟᱫᱚᱥᱤ ᱮ ᱠᱷᱮᱛ ᱟᱵᱟᱱ ᱥᱚᱠᱮ ᱥᱚᱞᱮ ᱠᱷᱚᱫᱚᱱ ᱫᱮ ᱱᱮ ᱪᱮ ᱪᱚᱦᱚᱫ ᱟᱵᱟᱥ ᱥᱚᱥᱟ ᱮᱥᱤᱱ ᱵᱤᱱᱤᱱᱟ ᱱᱮ ᱵᱟᱛᱟ ᱤ ᱢᱤᱥᱚ ᱪᱚ ᱮ ᱠᱷᱟᱭ ᱦᱟᱥᱤᱱ ᱥᱚᱵ ᱠᱮ ᱭᱟ ᱛᱚᱛᱤ ᱠᱷᱟᱞᱮ ᱟᱞᱟ ᱫᱚᱞᱱᱮ ᱱᱟᱫᱟ ᱥᱚ ᱛᱟᱛᱟ ᱪᱚ ᱠᱷᱤᱱ ᱪᱮᱱᱤᱜᱮ ᱮ ᱠᱷᱟᱭ ᱦᱚᱫ ᱟᱥᱚ ᱥᱚᱥᱚ ᱦᱚᱫ ᱟ ᱮ ᱥᱱᱟᱱᱛᱟ ᱢᱤᱥᱴᱟᱨ ᱱᱮᱥ ᱫᱮ ᱵᱩᱪᱷᱟ ᱠᱷᱟᱥᱤ ᱪᱚ ᱠᱷᱟᱨᱟ ᱛᱟ ᱟᱠᱷᱟ ᱱᱮᱥᱟ kulla ado yi lada ado si bi tsada na tsandene gi ten akodi na tsandene gi e khosta chot khait aban sok ke sok khait aban na cha khatsi do e khait a dis ado ni to ta da ta na da ta sa ho ta da ta sa n do ka jo ta ho ta ni gi da ba be ba ho te a ho ta shi e pe sma sa nen dene gi pa ta is ne do ho ta ya lai ki yes che sa akoi kwa gi ho ta shi ke shi nen khosta chot Chile khata wan top case to halet all ekdo business on in the negi da to shi joy hota shan ta
Okay, so dire legislation a kare rdc this is kidako aroshiba nahatiro le to ako dire are navajo people nen dikero tin da isai joy ako hit oya natiro le to hit oy zargi the dots
di ohot abe bahas andani gi job pe has anish khatil na ho adawli ado akhashin so khae gi ajin dani gi pal ni to khe bitato ni ehi gi khata nal ado e khae gi number identification kan ha lo ehot abe pal ni adon da e khae gi oil so le asla jinj oil so an e napa at khe shi khae gi na cha khata te gi e na so ish get at this thing hot a quote email no da ado ta ek a last or fax if it other the sad living in that topic in the shade it I for about this kit a hot ela hot abel tost ela er ta hot a e hot a ya eh jona idol isla ela ta edit I for a sad living in the kitchen so hot I for about kodo e a hot ada ta nakial isne chota nisha e pabe hote ado hasil so e jashi na discussion da e ati aba hote e public comment isne isin as e pa hadet ashi khashi kwagi ot abe vikide nigi pa ta so chudi ta sa be na dit a e kape watch na bo business opportunity at isne a kunda sa hona hast asne so khalet al e kwa sa nigi ndo kas jo hot a e kwagi pan pe hot तो आशे हशिन सोदा साबेदना दित आहे साजो होता हो पिपर खबत एगो साबेदना दित आहे पाताल ने तो ये लंदा इशे ए दता होल यादा सो पे बा होते सुनता
ओके जोने ओ आशे ने अको तीरे ले जो ए द मोबिस खाने को दात इतला ही लेता ने ए रिसोर्सेस एंड डेवलपमेंट कमिटी अको तीरे Eta tsuna gira shia te shato, atrashito nato, atrahate sitan zinida tsu, atlo da tsu ba ahoti.
O, e at neba at, shi ahondi shni himla da shahde, tli eta khanwa zimba gande, kota hot, edo hota hon, niso ade e hota atrahale, so sabi di nadi ahidi da sogi bahuin tila, ani shi ben sogo, ben kha ahote on, ina nishta shinta asunna hot of shish, e ade ben ha at so sin ade etat nos is it ai kwa ki bit ya che ade sin ade tan ha khani ji sto be bit ji ki jo khuj ka hot na ho son ke te sin ulgan lene ki resource and development committee e sin ade ta sa e ato kwa ki sto ha hal ji sta jo e kwa ki be bit ya che jo e hot a be ba at ki kwa ki ha ani ki edit ai ban si ki jo e ade ha jo bit na han na أخذ على داخل ميزة education إيه أجد that you educate the council delegates in that same respect إيه هت إيه لتو هت آي تفت جو هت أن لنه إيه هجو بس الشعب شه إيه نخا ببع هت أرى بكيرو داس خوصة هزلين وداسو أبن يه أخيز سو سو أرى داخل على دا جو إيه standing committee report سبتش إيه داجنا Ada, what are the reported issues on whatever issue? J. I. A. Yanal, the Nishin, the Niki Hullo, legislative advisor. A. I. A. T. Quabica Hokas, and the Niki, the Nashi, Quaggy, Asahaliniki, A. Yishni, agenda. A. Quaggy, and how was so? Even in that Quaggy has an egg, a pain, is not a bill. Been nanted me, things to hold out, and it a beba hotte. Hot election time.
Zonia o hiada johot o ni ni khuin na don hi tshan in la do ako jodo na kin ligo da ni are net navajo people na khashin zane to sai shi e o dan zar go bini na shwe jo e email ni do ar o to fax so e hot o to are Atas, tun ka hoti hodo nido ihe ako di de ala nina ako di she kro di de radio Navajo Talk Radio bi yido e di jo e business ni tini jo e a o di o e hodo e bi kid ni tini do ba ho ni tsin do ako arishna ta da no tini hodo e ko jo e hein kha na zla ako e ta ni tin do kas ni e ta ni da ho ta a ja ho te nen do kas ge tla ho to lo ni ho to to kha ba ho na sin do le to to jo e kha be his on e Johnny e ho to jo la to ako a ro si a kha be get no e do le tin hi a the small man needs to just the little man the small business owner on him he yal the guess he yado con yo na hoti ne hon ne ha si spit na bla de ni liete akoso ne khaba hon zin do le shan ta ko ar nan ta yaro ta pe o akon hi to ar da ni tra ko he de choba na hat ni gun ne te sho he ko di Navajo business gi e tao ko de tata na si tao ko do to ani te ho to sinda ti kas ho to si lo jon do le shan ta ako hi da na de le ho to e ara hun ki na do I know you're very very busy and thank you for your work for what you do for the Navajo nation
so ako shi na shan ta da do ke a shi ke shi na da is not like ko sa to iso bananesh a ti jashi kwae kashin de to bela zlingo cho e na bo ne kha do le a to shi e kwae e ajin kina te ti ka kwae ki khulya to a to bela zli dan de ni shi she ko do khas an do e khe a sa to sa de dit ni khale a le kwae an do kha cho e khuna na na lo win zin ko cho e kwae ki sa kashin ne e hut a da sha pe hi chi ha da sha ko jo sa cho ko na an de ne ki a khoe e di sa hana de ya go e ai ta di kwa pi has ani pa se te la par to ne a kho di kho do sha shi ki e do ha chin so pe de e ta jo da ho ani ki e bin na jo kha shi so shi e ho a ban da ha a do pa pe pe ben da ha se e shwa sa ane to de ne in de ni ki a di in na cha ta ad ni shin de ni ki e kwa pe tis chan jo no jo ni ya shin so ho da ba se ki a kho e bil kan ani sa it's a well rounded discussion of pros and cons. Ado anabatisha so ikwanas anigi so bida sabedna dit aida oda simple so ni so jo ikwabna hanna so besma sanda na khabe bedo chini gi tsasho otna na so bikwagi hidokis a comprehensive discussion a work session on this issue bringing in the small businesses ikwabaki dikha e what are ikwabna table of six akuziada so junior what are whoever is taking care of the minutes they would have to follow through with that what ela so shanta
no junior hey that's beautiful to hear junior hey akosho acd the quagge legislation 0113-15 igi to ishi question need neto she could join le for the next hour and a half she will to le tire ba yastiro ba nastiro the different parts of the of the resolution but I know you have to go and you you've got another obligation to go to but just in closing besides the legislation 0113-15 is there anything that you want to share with the Navajo people, just in general, just whatever you want to, since you're on air now, we've introduced some of the council delegates and just kind of a meet and greet sort of a thing that we've done. So now that I've got you on air, is there anything that you just want to share with the general public on and off the Navajo Nation? So if you do, that'd be great, or we can set up another time.
Well, I can just say a few words. So, Health, Education, Human Services Committee. I'm going to say, quite space mass on the paper for this thing. Then the Nigi, a store out on hard, since so seen that was what I quite big yields here. So what I in him and Nielsen. A quinde, number chicken, be quite analysis. The Nigi, so I have seen so paper, not nay had that space mass on the lad, a quacky donor rather than quite a whole lot. So it quite keeping in that. Well, yeah, keep him the Nina, since so what above it is. Adwa hasin so alla be be ya to tin denegi khotone ne de nasan denegi ista khit ara da sahn do ni so isin azin khanasla isid na so san de ni sa de da sahn ni to ibe sponsor ana asana gada od enil ta na tin tit enil ta akho kha da be tisnanis ni la da shin da ayat isa to le oh insin ina hat an denegi e hot au kha be ne ha ti to shin be ni na ke khotone ne de nasan denegi so Joe Hada, Shadow, Joe, it does not eat. Sweet of Sunny, Tuscade, Decay, no session, the Nig, Cold Cut, a man's cottage, and Jess, but another will Jess school out, May. Other seen quite a nasty, a niggy, if it are none to another Nisha. So ask him the quacky, it the old cut, the niggy, own shunted, a young, the nickel summer. It's quite summer youth and promise, and now what's low? They are down abated, not the kid of that, what are they quacky? Not an niggy stabby, the nasty eye. A not still, a certain Johnny Ashen thought on Haban Siskis. Ado Sinas and the Negi, a certain Kinahat, ah, to the media subcommittee, not no Hadilia, the best one, the Anabit Azaigi, these 554 million mismanagement trust fund, will Ganegi, Ebita, now will this, a Sinta Bansakis, a not and the Negi Pito Sohasto, a hut on Hadit. If it's another will this what illustration now on say chao and the negi by Hinson. So she what are yat eon key that or auto or put on in it and here not a will this or list. Our solar listeners, I don't sketch in that, yeah.
There you go. Thank you very much. That was Honorable Council Delegate Jonathan Hill. And those are words of wisdom and again, I know you're very, very busy. And again, those are very, very nice. And I thank you again. And we'll be back.
Politics on the Navajo Nation, the official Navajo Talk Radio, hosted by Cal Miller.
Again, this is Cal Mez. You listen to Politics on the Navajo Nation. This evening, we're talking about legislation 0113-15, and the message was very clear there that the council delegate who sponsored it, Jonathan Hale, basically says, yes, I submitted it, but it is to create a discussion. And he does see the merit, which is good to hear, that we should have the small business people sitting at the table. And our recommendations, and this is absolutely wonderful, that RDC ought to ask and open up a public meeting to invite so that this is true. This Navajo Business Opportunity Act needs to be amended. There's nothing, you know, that is true, but not amended in terms of that the priority system should be changed. The priority system is perfect. Okay? Leave it as is because it's fair. One and two. Doesn't matter where you live at in terms of business, where you're located at. You have preference. Now, but yeah, and I'll get more into this as we're talking about this. Again, the telephone number here is 347-989-0048. I would urge you, just like Mr. Hale said, you still have an opportunity to send an email. And that email is comments, with an S, at Navajo-NFN.gov. That's where you can send it. And the other one is, of course, a fax that you can send to them. And, of course, find out when the meetings are going to take place and attend the meeting. If you're a business owner, yes, this is important to us. And it's a topic that we are an area that we need to protect. And what I mean by protect is that there is a law and intent, even though it's been mentioned in the resolution submitted by these boards of these enterprises, the intent is true, but the way that is being used from the perspective of the enterprises is not exactly within the spirit of what this law was developed for. And if any of you have read what I've posted on Facebook, and that was the Navajo Nation Business Regulatory Department, boy, I tell you, they're right on cue. So tonight's discussion, legislation 0113-15. The legislation is about the amendment of Navajo Business Opportunity Act, where it makes the Navajo Nation enterprises a priority one, and right now they're a priority two. So you're welcome to call in. I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. I would like for you to share what your opinion is. I especially like to hear from business owners. You know, that'd be absolutely awesome. And so, and not only that, is that what other discussion, what other topics would you like to talk about? There was a legislation dropped here recently sponsored by Leonard Sosi. And I believe Mr. Sosi is getting a lot of flack for doing what by asking that the Herb Yazzie be removed. Well, you know what? That whole scenario, it has happened because of one situation. It's unfortunate. And I don't think that it needs to go that far. The reasons why that, how that this thing has just escalated into something totally unnecessary, in my opinion, is that I ask all the Navajo people, be still. Ajoye. Did o politics. Kojig aketi nini. Askeni klini. Nihila. Nihinan hitchen. Hashi to hato. Keda aketi. Nene. Eight of the year go bata she j. Coin divini nasho hato. Askeji yate kito. Well, you know what? Edota. Cutting chomp. Asan dotle. Asanitne. Nahajo paia. And I'm going to tell you one thing. While we're sitting here fighting with each other and kicking so-and-so and so-and-so off of blah, 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 whatever it is, the scenario, the reality is this. The people who are causing this, they need to be brought to the forefront. The people who are causing the chaos are really the ones that they need to take full responsibility. And the people who are doing this is not Christus Chini and any other, but there's you know, we'll get into that later on. But while we're sitting here having this internal fight, it is a typical standard that if we can conquer and divide, or actually divide and conquer, that's a standard that I disagree with. This is our nation. This is our government. Right or wrong, perfect or imperfect, this is us. And everybody else, stay out of our business. Everybody else, including outside oil companies, outside environmental groups, outside interests. This is our nation. You stay out of our business. And you quit putting chapters against chapters, council delegates against council delegates. That's another situation. The reality here in this election is real simple. Joe Shirley is the only candidate that really won his, and there's no dispute about it. And the reality also is this, and that's okay. This is not a criticism. This is the truth. This is facts. The second person who came in, this cheating, he lied. I mean, we can't sit here and twist and do this, this, and that and say, well, my votes have been violated. You know what? Let's get past that. The reality here is that Chris Descheny lied, and he's got to be held accountable. And he even admitted to his lie. And how can we, as the Navajo people, stand behind somebody who said that, who absolutely, I'm glad that he was honest on this, but he should have taken the step to be able to say, okay, well, I guess I didn't qualify, and then step aside, but I'll be back in 4 years, and he would have been the president for sure. But right now, because of those actions, I think that integrity of his character is really affected. Do you want somebody who's going to go out there and say, well, I did say that, but now I'm going back on it, and then to try to do something totally different? I mean, it is what it is. I'm not going to go out there and say, you know what, my votes have been violated. Well, you know what, you voted, and I'm sorry that you were misled. I'm sorry that your candidate didn't tell the truth. That's not your fault. You believed what he said. So blame it on Herbie Ozzy or Richie Nez or any other attorney. You know what? We can sit here and blame others, but they're not the problem. So, which takes me back to this. How much of all of these legislations that are being instituted right now is really coming within? Here's the interesting thing. I know NECA. And this legislation, if you read it, ladies and gentlemen, this legislation, the intent, in their opinion, might be right. And in my opinion, if you question me on this, that's okay. Because I have reasons to be biased. And in this particular case, I'm sorry, but the journalist part of me is going to, I'm going to, because it's my radio show, and I can say whatever I want to say, and, I'm protected by freedom of speech, and but I'll be fair, and my fairness is this. These enterprises, they have the right to be able to submit a resolution. They have the right to exist. They have the right to be concerned about their business. They have the right to do all sorts of stuff. And I'm glad for that. I'm glad they have conscientious people who are working for them. But there is a difference that now we have another workforce of very intelligent Navajos who can see through these efforts, almost said schemes. We can see through these so-called collaborations that we have been in the field long enough to understand when you start a business and the intent of the law of certain things, which is like in this case the legislation 10113-15 is trying to address. And let's look at this thing. And I know for a fact there's only one enterprise who started this. And those are facts. And that needs to be told, and that needs to be understood. I read last night what the words are in the resolution, and bless their heart that they're Navajo employees, there are Navajo board members, and I would hope that all of the boards on the Navajo Nation enterprises are all Navajos in their particular expertise in that industry. So down the road, I guess we'll have to explore more of that. But they're welcome to go out there and do business, but do business off the Navajo Nation, make money for the Navajo people so that we can franchise and grow, not only with the Navajo Nation, but let's look at the other side of the equation, and that equation is the Navajo small business. So I want to hear from you. I am going to open up the lines and have you call in. I'm just really surprised that there's not very many people who are calling in about this thing. Is it because that there's no interest or what? What's the problem here? And but I know there's a lot of people. It looks to me like there's a lot of people listening on the online, but there's no callers. Callers, please, give me a call. This is Cal Nez. Using politics on the Navajo Nation. Tonight's topic is about legislation 0113-15. Last night I read all the exhibits on this legislation. From all the enterprises. So the last one that I read was NAPI. And after this, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read what Business Regulatory had to say. So for those that are joining us, we're talking about, and do you agree with this legislation or not? And did you write into the comments? And because I think, unfortunately it's starting and now it's been deferred. And whether or not the sponsor is going to be there to support it or not, but I'll get more into that. But here's the other resolution. And the resolution that was submitted by the Navajo Nation Oil and Gas, who, by the way, is unfortunately that they have endured, oh my gosh, lots of stuff. And and they're trying to do their best to be solvent. And one thing that I can rest assured is that whether people agree with me or disagree with me, the CEO, which is Louis Tenet Soucy, and people try to say this and that about, well, you know what, that's your opinion. But my opinion is that this guy has been a small business owner. He's an attorney by trade, and he ran his business for quite a while, and I think he had to get out of it because the Navajo Nation called him to be a attorney general. So he had to shut his business down, and but nonetheless, he uses those business knowledge trying to maneuver and keep this Navajo Nation oil and gas afloat. So, you know what? You're welcome to disagree with me on that, and that's fine. But those are my opinions, and but you're welcome to call in and let me know what you guys think about that. But here's the resolution that they submitted, and I don't see the date on this. Let me go to the this date was, well, there's no date on this. Their recommendation, it says that recommending amendments to the Navajo Business Opportunity Act to classify NNOGC and other wholly owned Navajo Nation enterprises and corporations as priority one Navajo-owned businesses and urge the Navajo Nation Council consider legislation granting NNOGC a right of first refusal to assume certain easement and business site lease holds upon their expiration or other termination. Well, that one's a little, there's a little twist to it. by giving the priority one, that part, you know what my feelings are, but this is a whole nother issue that maybe shouldn't be piggybacked on this one here, because if the Navajo Nation oil and gas, this should be a whole legislation on its own, because they do have concerns about, you know, trying to get some business site leases so that they can do some more C stores and expand, which does make sense for them as a business. And but, you know, it shouldn't be piggybacked onto this, them becoming priority one, because, you know, there's no other Navajo-owned oil company. I mean, so their competition isn't there, but they should be given the as much flexibility to go out there and try to sustain a business. And if they go beyond the Navajo Nation, why not? You know, that's what all the enterprises ought to be doing. And so that's the Navajo Nation Oil and Gas Company, and all they're asking is just, yes, we as a enterprise, we want to become priority one, and this other granting the right of first refusal to assume, that should be a whole legislation unto itself, and the intent of that, yeah, I mean, that's their right to request that, and but in this particular case, just to allow another entity, enterprise, to move up, that's another story. The other one is the Navajo Nation Hospitality Enterprises. Again, that one, like I said, that particular one, I mean, we got to be mindful that there are certain entities that should be priority one. But when you look at it in terms of the size of the business and who their competition is, and they specifically outline these resolutions are very, you know, they're very clear. It says, you know what, this is a spirit of competition. Well, it's got to be fair competition. That's why that they're listed as priority two. So let's look at what the Navajo Nation Hospitality Enterprise, and by the way, the only competition they have is Romero Brown with the Navajo Land Suites and Inn. And other than that, there's not very many others. Okay, it says recommending amendments to MBOA to classify hospitality and other Navajo as priority one and Navajo businesses. Okay, the management board of the hospitality is delegated, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Number two, NNHE's purpose as outlined of operation is for the conducting of hospitality operations. NNHE professionally and profitably operates the Quality in Window Rock, Quality in Tuba City, Quality in Page, and Navajo Travel Center in the best interest of the Navajo Nation. So that in itself is really kind of impressive that they're doing these, they're operating these. But the question is that why do they need Quality Inn? Does collaborating with Quality Inn better their business, and why not run our own business? If Romero Brown can run his business, why not the Navajo Nation? Or even franchising these? Anyway, that's a whole other discussion. NNHE possesses specialized experience in the tourism industry and tourism business performance as evident by its track record. Well, even there, okay, how many Navajo are out there? And so why would they need to move up to one to be able to compete with them? How many hotels? There's only one. So you make a call. Three. As NNHE owns and operates the hospitality operations, NNHE would benefit from the marketing and sales benefit that would result from its classification as priority one under Navajo Business Opportunity Act. So that's the part that they don't reading these so that you can get a sense of what their justification why they need to be priority one. That's usually always the case in every resolution, is that they have to justify what their reasons are. And here in this case, you know, I'm in marketing, I'm in graphic design, I'm in advertising, I'm in sales. But what does this mean? NNHE would benefit from the marketing and sales benefit that would result from its classification as priority one business under the NBOA. I don't know what that means. So are they saying that if they become priority one, their marketing and sales benefit would increase? By being a member, by being listed on NBOA, the source list only goes to the tribal departments. So maybe hotel bookings, but whether they're priority one or two, they're such a huge conglomerate, why can't they just run an ad? Number five, NNHE management deems it is in the best interest of NNHE that the NBOA be amended to classify NHE as a similar corporation as that, blah, 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 can use their expertise and experience to competitively bid on projects which follow and are governed by NBOA. So again, true. How many bids come out that are asking for hotel and tourism industry that compete with the hospitality? See, again, when I talk about the intent and the purpose and the spirit of the law, those are things that are very, very, very important for people to understand. Like in this case, well, okay, well, we want the whole thing, but really, who's your competition? This particular resolution was drafted November 24th, 2014, so that was last fall. And the chairman of the board is Lorenzo Max, NNHE Management Board. And it looks to me like right here, Catherine Benali, Secretary, NNHE Management Board. Anyway, let me look at this, a letter to Jonathan Hale, St. Michael and Oak Springs chapter, from Marianne Kahn, the attorney for the Office of Legislative Counsel. And they're basically just endorsing, saying that based on existing law and review documents submitted, the resolution draft is legally sufficient. And however, with all legislation is subject to review by the courts, in the event of a challenge, you are encouraged to review the proposal. So they're basically saying, okay, it looks like you've kind of did your homework. And so they signed off on it. And this one is from the speaker, Honorable Lorenzo C. Bates, speaker. This one says relating to resources committee, classification as priority number one. It says primary number one. Even the words is, as a committee consider legislation must be placed on resources. So basically all he's doing is assigning committee that is going to first address this resolution. So, Mr. Speaker, be nice to hear from you. So that is, in essence, what those resolutions say. But here, ladies and gentlemen, I want to get back into this part of the submission that was made by NECA. And it's very interesting. Oh my gosh. What it reads, I'm trying to open that document and now it just opened up by a whole different program, which is going to take a long time to open. So I'm going to close it down and I'm going to open it up by shutting it down and open it up under this program. And there it is. Now, this is what they're saying. On June, they basically established that NECA, what day that they started, and the purpose and what they do, how they go about, and how they address contracts. And there's a big open door for them enter into make, perform, and carry out and cancel and rescind contracts. Dang. That's huge. And so they established that they do work for BIA, Navajo Regional Office of Highway and Programs. But this is where it gets very interesting, ladies and gentlemen. Let me just bring up the next section. And then they justify as directed by the Navajo Nation Council at, as recommended, has become a premier construction company in Four Corners. Great. Awesome. I said that last night. And number eight, NECA has met and exceeded the purpose for all which the Navajo Tribal Council created. And, okay, great. Awesome. They're doing what they're supposed to be doing. And so they should continue to be able to establish what it is and why that they should be priority one. But here is total sidebar, I'm driving down this road, I know what they're doing, I want to become priority one, and then all of a sudden, this road kind of like gives us almost a 90-degree turn, in my opinion. What do you think? Number 10, or actually number 8, it says this, you know, they're number 7 and number 8, it talks about, well, they're supposed to be doing is beneficial for the Navajo people, critical player in the nation, building as it continues to be beneficial. And they even said that that NECA has returned millions of dollars. So great, millions of dollars. That's what they should be doing. And then they talk about what the roles and responsibilities are. And then it comes to number 9 in their resolution. By Navajo Nation Council resolution, which was April 16, 2013, and signed into law on April 26, 2013. The Navajo Nation Council established the Navajo Division of Transportation, NDOT, as a division of the Navajo Nation government. But why is NECA talking about NDOT? And just be talking about why that it should become. Why are they mentioning another division? Well, let's read. We'll find out. Number 10, the NDOT is created to exclusively administer the Navajo Nation Transportation Program within the Navajo Nation to ensure an efficient, effective transportation operation to promote the improvement of the transportation system and to provide the necessary resources to accomplish the objective. So why do you care about what NDOT is supposed to be doing? Number 11, the United States government recently, the United States government recently approved and authorized NDOT as a direct recipient of the Federal Highway Trust Fund money for highway construction on the Navajo Nation. Okay, there's a big tie. In other words, then the NDOT is getting direct money. And then NECA's resolution, number 12, reads, the NDOT can, again, we're finding out why that this resolution. The NDOT can and has bypassed the Navajo or the BIA Navajo Regional Office for recipient of the Federal Highway Trust Fund designated for highway construction on the Navajo Nation. Okay? So they can award contracts to small Navajo business if they wanted to. Priority one, they most likely get the contract. And NECA is priority two. So now we have NECA saying, hey, the NECA can and has bypassed the BIA Navajo Regional Office for recipient of federal dollar trust designated for construction on the Navajo Nation. And then the next thing they say, pursuant, number 13, pursuant to MBOA, the NDOT has begun to bid out highway construction to the Navajo on the Navajo Nation without regard to, I shouldn't be saying that, as amended, and the NECA highway construction contracting laws stated therein. The NECA executive director is authorized and directed to negotiate grant and 15, the NECA's contracting authority on the exclusive basis. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you're beginning to see this is not our fight. Kudos to NECA and its owner for collaborating and bringing all the rest of the other enterprises under them. And I don't, how many of the other enterprises might really understand and know what's really going on? And so is this legislation, does it help the Navajo small business? Does this legislation also empower the Navajo small business people? What do you think? The telephone number here is 347-989-0048.
Politics on the Navajo Nation, the official Navajo Talk Radio, hosted by Cal Miller.
Okay, you're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation. This is Cal Nez, and he's a don't see to leche to ne tosa to holiero aro e nasharo a yesa shike ta credo e ne re shasha yaha holye le tsetnos dido le tsike hojoni biyar e hoholia. The original roots of the Tatnesani da quake da hat on Shahoto da Hanen Lede Kitan. Huel de gunta as naneta sa dire de kushi katnes zane e o da te ski o da ro da ro huel de o da ro tantas kheta na ko le tsel tsel se o tsel tsel se o
keda hochit on dajin eno de kushi e hoita khe no bahne ko e ut ot khane sani bahne and that hey I'm just so proud that you know that some of the khane sani side didn't succumb to the federal government and they didn't go to Weilde and they stayed home and never went into treaty with the Navajo Nation or with the United States government. There's a sort of a pride that I always had in that. So, and then there's other topics that we can certainly talk about, ladies and gentlemen. I don't understand. And I'm going to post online the... Okay, so please call in. The phone lines are open. Please call in at 347-989-0048. So I'm posting that again on Facebook. And you're welcome to join us. We're talking about legislation 011315, Navajo Nation Enterprises wanting to become priority one. And in response to that, ladies and gentlemen, I have a copy of a letter. And I'm actually kind of proud to read this. And I'll get more into that as to why that I really am proud of this particular department, because I think they are finally understanding their purpose and their mission of why that they were established with the Navajo Nation government. This is what they're supposed to be doing for us. Dated March 30th, 2015, so just a few days ago. Dear, I'll just add the word dear, Resources and Development Committee of the Navajo Nation Council, regarding Navajo Nation legislation 011, or actually this is the other, but it still addresses the same thing. Now, in here, where the Navajo Nation owned business and enterprise become primary one Navajo owned businesses. Here's their thoughts, okay? The Navajo Business Regulatory Department, BRD, was recently given notice that the legislative branch is amending the NBOA. In particular, the provision of reclassifying Navajo enterprises as Priority One businesses. Priority One businesses have the highest rank of preference in bidding for all contracts within the Navajo Nation. The small 100% Navajo-owned business are the only business entity with the status of Priority One and are now equally competing amongst themselves and creating competition between equally ranked small business. Exactly what I said. Wow. The proposed legislation will establish the enterprise to have equal status as the smaller Navajo-owned businesses. Presently, the MBOA does not consider a Navajo-owned enterprise priority one, due to the fact that the large companies with subsidizing financial advantage will continually defeat small business in bidding competitions. This will drive many small and privately owned Navajo companies out of business. The BRD has been in the past involved with other amendments that were done at the request of the business community. Are the sponsors of this administration regarding to information, data, and opinion of the small business community
standpoint. So, oh my gosh, perfect. Yeah, how many small business people sat at the table when they were having this discussion? The Business Regulatory Department has a concern with this amendment that perceives our government is in favor to favor big business, while small, privately owned Navajo companies are left out. The following comments are concerns regarding the proposed amendment. Section 1, Findings and Purpose, E and F. The Navajo Business Opportunity Act did intentionally classify all Navajo business enterprises as priority one for the purpose of not allowing enterprises to compete against the small Navajo-owned business. The purpose of the act is to promote competitive bidding and contracting opportunities among Navajo businesses. The intent is to create competitive bidding between equally ranked small business and to accelerate the development of privately owned Navajo business. The original law was passed in 1985, was to promote the small Navajo business person, but not this new amendment will deviate from the original intent and now favors big business. Bingo. Right on the button. Gee, if there are priority one bidders, then the priority twos are not open. How can the statement be made? How can that statement be made that in most cases the enterprises and corporations was the low bidder? Exactly, that was one of the questions that I asked last night. There are no supporting resolution from the enterprises listed. The Navajo Business Opportunity Act does not allow 100% wholly owned Navajo corporations and business to be classified as priority ones. It is only the Navajo-owned enterprises that are classified as priority two. Fully agreed. Other concerns, findings and purpose of the proposed amendment does not include or offer any legislative history to research the intent of the original Navajo business preference law, which intentionally classified 100% Navajo-owned prizes as priority twos. True. The intent of the law versus the spirit of the law, and now it's like we're trying to saying, you know, they keep bringing up the intent. Yeah, the intent, but it's really favoring the small business people and to grow privatization. Prior to the original 1985 preference law, Navajo Council in 1978 passed a resolution, CD-8478, was amended by CF-1280, which declare a policy tribal departments were to use small Navajo-owned businesses, vendors, and suppliers for tribal contracts. This later evolved and became the 1985 Navajo Business Preference Law. Bingo! Love it. Right there. It's all listed. 1978. Wow, this goes way back. And the wisdom that these people had, talking about Navajo Nation Council and whoever drafted those law, was that tribal departments were to use small Navajo-owned businesses, vendors, and suppliers. Reading, in the 1985 preference law, it classified 100% tribal-owned remember, this is 1985. It classified the preference law, 100% tribal-owned enterprises priority two, which clearly indicates an intent to favor small Navajo business. This is evident when the 1985 law stated, Navajo nation, Navajo-owned and controlled private economic entities will be classified as priority one. Yes, and that's the way it should be. And that's the way it should remain. If the original concept of this MBOA was to accelerate privately owned businesses, then this proposed legislation will change the whole purpose of the act. If the purpose is lost, the MBOA is defeated, and there is almost no opportunity to increase the development of privately owned Navajo business. Bingo. Right, there's another one. Periodic review and amendments are done by the Navajo Nation Council upon recommendation of the Resources Development Committee. Past recommendations or amendments were in response to the business community's requests. The BRD has direct communication with the businesses on the BRD source list, but has yet to hear privately owned business express this concern. True. I don't hear any small business saying, oh, yes, we want to compete with NAPI, NECA. Any concern with interest are BRD usually forward to RDC for future recommendation. The originator of this amendment appears to be the concerns of a very few. Many Navajo-owned enterprises do not enhance employment opportunities because they do not hire workers or laborers. They have and use their own workforce that are on salary. This contradicts the finding of MBOA 5, which I have said, they don't go out there and hire. They just kind of maintain the workforce, and some of these people have been, you know, in the game. So how much turnover is there? Unfair competition of Navajo enterprises versus the small privately owned Navajo businesses will seriously threaten the economic and financial stability of the Navajo small business, providing subsidy for their families. Navajo-owned enterprises very seldom bid on projects. There are not many reasons for Navajo-owned enterprises to bid on small projects. Highways, EIA, Federal Highway funded, chapter parking lots, and that's NECA, newspaper, Navajo Times, Agricultural Service, NAPI, power line extensions, non-housing or individuals, the NTA's responsibility, sewer and water main extension, but not individually housing or facility. That's NTUA, oil and gas, fleet, maybe, hospitality services that goes to the hospitality. This amendment should not be considered unless the business community has their input and show the favorable interest, allowing interest to compete alongside the privately owned business. Oh my gosh, how incredible was that? This is the first time I've read this letter. How much? it's like, well, everything I've been saying for the past, since I heard about this thing. And I do agree with everything that they have said. I mean, what would be the purpose? The only one that seems to be having a beef with the is that NECA is, and it really bothers me that NECA is really going after looks like NECA is really going after NDOT. And is that our fight, and is that anybody else's fight, any of the other enterprises? So I would probably recommend to all the other enterprises, be careful with who you align yourself with, because, you know, this is not very good. So, and to the Resources Committee and to all the others, look and read the documents of what this is. The only part that I can say that is absolutely necessary that the amendment needs to be made to Navajo Business Opportunity Act, that's necessary. That one is the enforcement. There's got to be a whole segment specifically on how to be able to take the budgets that are allocated every year and have a very sound tracking from the time that they are released to every department and a conclusion, so that there's a database that ties it in to the Navajo Business Regulatory Department, and they can just at a push of a button bring up such and such department and find out how many contracts that were let out that they promised that has gone to Navajo-owned business and that they have followed protocol. And there is a protocol. That's where, and also if somebody violates, there is a punishment for violating the Navajo Business Opportunity Act. That's in the law. And if there's another, if there's an employee that is, or, you know, there's conflicts of interest discussion there too. So the enforcement to make sure that every department, every chapter, every money that's spent is spent on Navajo business. Only in the case of if there's no priority one or priority two, then they can go out and spend. If they're looking, how many different places are there for a Navajo business to start up? My gosh, you think about it. How come we don't have a window cleaner? How come we don't have a, how come we don't have a taxi service, courier service? How come we don't have a Navajo-owned, privately owned, like our own FedEx? There's enough shipping we do all over the place within the Navajo Nation. We always talk about C-Store. Oh, yeah, store. Oh, yeah, that's a given. But there's other. If Navajo Nation owns a casino, look at how many light bulbs are there. How many bed sheets? How many places to repaint? How many mirrors? There would be so many spinoff if every one of these enterprises would do and say what they're doing. There's one company that I'm aware of that, you know, they search out and they work very hard to utilize Navajo. And I'm very proud of them. And they always have. And I think those type of business enterprise ought to be commended, because they themselves could be the workforce to be able to work. How many places can, how many tires does the Navajo Nation purchase? How come there's not a Navajo-owned tire company? Whether you're a subsidiary, it doesn't mean you need to go out there and produce tires. You can be the middleman and buy the best product with the, anyway, I can just go on and on. That's the theory behind this Navajo business regulatory source listing. So while we're sitting here talking about this legislation, we got NECA over there picking on NDOT, saying that they were given the money, and now they're, you know what, that has now become our fight. That's really not our fight. Next, if you want to have a fight with NDOT, well, do it on your own terms, but leave this law alone. And don't go in there and try to tell the sponsors or the other enterprises to get in on your fight, because they are trying to, just by looking at this, they're trying to find out what it is that they want to become the enterprise, and I think they are priority one, and I think they see it themselves. Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to Politics on the Navajo Nation. This is Cal Nez, and we got about just a few minutes left. So that is what this is all about. And so I'm sorry to say, it might sound like I'm biased. Well, in this case, I will be biased, because this is just plain a bad legislation, and it should be thrown out. But if you want to rewrite it, let the small business people be sitting at the table, and let us, because we have some concerns. And now I want to see NECA and the rest of all the board members from the other enterprise sit there with us, and let's talk about this. They're not my enemies. I don't consider you my enemy. I consider you to be, we're on the same side. As it says, that your job is to be able to hire Navajo, because you're owned by the government. Your job is to hire and to outsource for whatever products of Navajo business. That's your job. But not to go in there and to go after another department because you want that piece. But why are you looking within Navajo? Look outside. See how you can make it grow. I support the hospitality. If they want to grow, well, build some more Navajo-owned hotels, but get out from underneath Quality Inn and grow. How come there's not a Navajo arts and crafts in New York City or California? The enterprise should be doing expanding beyond. So that is what I have to say, and I will conclude this discussion on the Legislation 0113-15. And if you have a concern, you can email me, calnezdesign@gmail.com. You are welcome to call me at 801-688-9297. And I'm glad that Jonathan Hale called in, because he just says, yep, I sponsored it, and most likely it's now in the hands of the committees, and see where it goes. And so I urge RDC, Shenandoah Eldon Shepherd, read the law. I ask Nalakea Speaker, everybody across the board, Navajo Nation, okay, that this law needs to have a different approach. So, and for the remainder of the few minutes that I have, ladies and gentlemen, did you also know that we have, I don't know what it is, and I haven't seen it announced anywhere. I just found out about this the other day. The Navajo Nation, it appears like they started a new enterprise. And I frankly don't know what to make of it. And what I mean by that is that other than there is a federal program that has been in place for a number of years, and there's all these entities. Of course, the federal government offers all sorts of incentives for various depressed parts of the United States, whether Indian tribes or state government, for them to facilitate a economic development base projects. And so this is just one of the many millions of them that are out there. And so now we get people involved that morph from one company to another, and, you know, and that happens. I've seen it. I've seen it through the years of 28 years that I've been in business working with state, federal, and city government and tribal governments. But, you know, business is business is business. But you know what? I don't believe that there's any one particular business that has any of their records that are without blemish. You know what? Business is tough. And what really creates the character of a business is knowing how to maneuver around so that when you hit the rough times that you're able to rebound and grow and become successful rather than just folding up and saying, okay, well, I'm no longer doing this. You know what? It is what you do with the failure. I mean, you look at Donald Trump. Well, I tell you, Donald Trump was living high. And then all of a sudden, 1970, the 80s, or he hit a real hard spot, and he just took a dive. But he dug himself out of that, and he's now to what he was, or if not, beyond what he was before he got into trouble. Now what? So as we move forward, should we sit here and look at people's record and say, hey, you know what, that's we shouldn't give him an opportunity because this guy has a blah, 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 okay? Which might, which is really would be kind of interesting, but those are the nature of the business. But here we have a company. It is now based out of Scottsdale, Arizona. The company is called the Nebekeya Regional Center. Well, why is a Nebekeya, which it says Navajo land, why are they based out of Scottsdale? Shouldn't the Nebekeya be located on the Nebekeya? And it's owned by a fellow by the name of, or partnership by David Keller. And what this project is really about is that they were given approval, and I'm still looking at some of the financials of how much money has been spent on getting this partnership in place. Here's the thing that I have a beef with, and I think you guys should have a beef with, and every tribal employee and every economic development and anybody, even the chapter government, you should have a beef with this. I have a beef with, and so should you, and that is that if a company or an individual comes to the Navajo Nation saying that, I have this great concept, but I want to use your money to be able to come up to fulfill my dreams. Okay? I disagree with that. And the reason why is this. If it's such a great idea, why are you coming to the Navajo Nation and asking for the Navajo Nation's money? If it's such a great idea, it should be solvent within itself so that you're able to bring and add to the growth and the self-sufficiency and self-reliant of the Navajo Nation government so that they can then in turn grow their business. And how does your idea by coming to the Navajo Nation, you bring the money and the dollars and the workforce and the knowledge, all you need to do now is allow a Navajo business individual or individuals, various communities, to start their business. That's how it should work. But it bothers me how the Navajo Nation, you know what, I as a Navajo business right now, the last time that I ever got an RFP, and the Navajo Nation knows my business is, it's not like 28 years, unless they've been, you know, sitting out in the cave somewhere, I've been providing service
And you would think they don't need to be told that there's a Navajo business located out of such and such place, Salt Lake City. Let's go to Calnez Design for any printing, publishing. Imagine how many places. There are other graphic design companies out there, and that's fine. Photographers. But you know what? I'll guarantee you that one or two or three businesses will not fulfill all the needs of every department within Navajo Nation, from central to all the localized government. But why is it that I haven't got a single email, call, RFP asking me to bid? So, and excuse me, and it goes back to this, the Nebekeya. Did they bring some money to the table? Or do we throw money at them so that these people can fulfill their dreams? And how does this benefit? So as I'm reading this thing, it has to do with immigration. It has to do with foreign investors. And how that this investment will benefit the Navajo people. Okay? We need investment, but not investment by trying to allow a foreign company to bring money to the Navajo Nation so that they can build their business and eventually down the road that they will get their green card so they can grow their business using Navajo workforce. Again, what is wrong with the Navajo people? How come we can't take that $5, $6, $7, $10, $20 million that are being spent and go find somebody in Eastern Navajo, Southern, Western, Northern, and Central, and four or five of them, and take that money and divide it up and say, you know what, we want to make you to the business people. We're going to do this. We're going to use you as a pilot project, and we're going to do everything we can and give you the resources and the backing to be able to grow your business and make sure that you succeed. And then if there's others who want to go out there coming off the Navajo Nation that we want to give to you, and because we believe in you and we believe in Navajo business, and then allow that business to grow. What's the difference between that and going out and spending on a company, the Nebekeya? Not only that, place it in Scottsdale, Citizenship and Immigration Services, United States Department of Homeland Security, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. That is the founding or the, excuse me, the group that is, and this is what they're supposed to be doing. The Nebekeya Regional Center designation is supposed to focus, promote economic growth, and offer capital investment opportunities in the following geographic area and industry category. The geographic areas are Arizona, New Mexico, and Arizona only in Apache and Navajo counties. And New Mexico, Freestone County. Do you guys know there's New Mexico, Freestone County? The industry that they're supposed to promote economic categories is the travel and accommodation and also full-service restaurants. So
Now I have another question. We have the Navajo hospitality. So now do we have two traveler and full service restaurant? Because traveler accommodation, isn't that a hotel? Anyway, think about it, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll continue this discussion tomorrow. And I will try to get, I tried all day to get somebody to give me a call on this particular, on the Dene Kaya. Who are they? Where are all of that? And so I'll continue my research. And if there's many people who know about it, but I don't want to hear from somebody just dangling a carrot and saying that, you know what? Because those type of, quote, informants who are playing with people's mind and claim to be acting in the name of helping the Navajo people, but really they're just there just to, you know what, hey, you know, this was my information. You know what? There are those type of people, and I will reveal them if they, you know, if they are continued to send information like this. But I, you know, they claim to deal on facts. But you know what? Doing that is not facts and being helpful. That is toying with people, and you're really not helping. So if you're going to deal on facts, well, send me the facts and let me find out. But so far, I mean, I have my own contacts. And by the way, those of you who speak in those realms, you're not my only contact. And so down the road, we will make this thing. And all of this discovery and talking and discussion is really for the betterment of the Navajo Nation. I'm not trying to stop economic development. We need to do what we do. But please, the Navajo Nation government, leaders, you are who are in charge of releasing some of these monies. Hey, we want a piece of the pie. Please send it our way. Invest more in the Navajo people. So, that's all I have to say. And thank you for joining me. This is Politics on the Navajo Nation. This is Cal Nez. And I will be talking to you tomorrow night again. Again, Cal Nez and Politics on the Navajo Nation. Thank you very much. And thank you for joining me. I will talk to you soon. Akiha.
Politics on the Navajo Nation, the official Navajo Talk Radio, hosted by Cal Nez.